Say your name and count out loud to 10.
Devin Lee, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Okay. Alright. Okay, so. What's happening? Let's start with the question. So tell me about your family.
Oh, well, my mom and dad are usually at work here at the Intel.
Mm-hmm.
And my brother, he goes to a lower high school and he's about to be a senior year.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote a lot of work over after college. And, well, my grandma sometimes comes to live with us for a few months just to see how we're doing. But she usually stays back in China. If she wants to.
No. So you have brothers and sisters?
I don't have a sister. We have one older brother.
One brother. What's your brother's name?
Bevan.
Bevan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And your name is?
Devin.
Devin. So it kind of rhymes.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes when my mom calls Bevan, we are both answer because it's hard to tell.
How old is your brother?
He's 17.
What else can you tell me about them? About him?
Well, he's on the track team. He's president of NHS. And he does leadership. He does a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. And what's NHS?
National Honor Society. He gets really good grades.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot about him.
Uh-huh.
And he's always sort of friendly.
Mm-hmm.
He likes to play games, but he doesn't play them as often as usual now, because now he usually just goes in and plays with his friends.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, I don't know.
So you're what, about 13?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm 12.
You're 12.
Yeah.
So he's 5 years old. Right. Okay. Do you have any pets at home?
Yeah, I have a cat.
And can you tell me more about your pet?
Her name is Tia. We gave her a Chinese name, Chow Chow. It means, like, she likes to jump a lot. Because when we got her home in the crate, she kept jumping all around. And, well, she's really funny. She's a year and a half. She's that old, yeah. So she can really give me back. because she learns how to get the food out of the crate. Like, she can jump up and then open it with her paws. So we have to sort of, like, tape it down sometimes.
The cat food?
Mm-hmm.
And cat food.
Yeah. And that's about my cat.
And her name is, what's the Chinese name?
Chow Chow.
Chow Chow.
Chow Chow.
That means jump.
Yeah,
John. Do you have a favorite TV show or movie?
TV show. I really like to watch Scrubs.
Scrubs?
Yeah.
Can you tell me a little bit about the movie Scrubs?
It's like about doctors and they're really funny. And it's like what they do in the hospital. And they always do dumb things. It's just fun to watch in my free time.
Do you like to read books or magazines?
I like to read some books. I really like the last book I read was Aragon. It was a really good book. And I saw the movie, but the movie didn't really tell what the book had in it.
So What was different about the movie?
The movie cut out some things, and sometimes in the book I pictured what the people looked like, and it was totally different in the movie. So it was a bit weird, but I guess the movie was pretty good too.
So you like to read books. Do you want to ask me anything? In general?
No.
No? Okay. No, fine. Okay. Now I'd like to ask you about chess.
Okay.
How long have you played chess?
In third grade. Since third grade. Okay.
So about 4 years?
Yeah,
four years. How old were you when you first started to play?
Eight.
Who taught you how to play chess?
My dad.
And do you have a chess rating?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is it?
It's 1450, I think. Or somewhere.
Do you have a chess coach or teacher?
Carl and Chuck. They're both teachers.
Can you tell me about them?
Carl is sort of the one that gets really mad at you if you don't remember things, but Chuck's sort of like the nice guy, and like he'll always give you another chance.
Do you, is it here at the school, or where's it located?
Sometimes I can get lessons from them, but it's a lot of money, so usually we just go to the chess club and they teach all of us.
And the chess club is?
Here at school.
Here at school.
Yeah.
So do you belong to a chess club?
Yeah, the ISB Dragon.
Okay. How often do you play chess, say in a typical week?
Maybe four times a week, but I just play a few games with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and the name was Dragon Knight, it's not Dragon Knight.
Dragon Knight, okay.
Okay.
Who do you play with the most?
Probably my dad.
Your dad? And can you name any famous chess players?
Yeah, Kasparov, Karpov, Kramnik, Capablanca, Anand, Nemzovic, there's a lot more. But
Do you ever play chess on a computer?
Yes. Well, not really, because we don't have any really good chess programs, but my dad plans to buy me one for Christmas.
So, now tell me why you enjoy chess.
When you win, it always feels good. when you get to say checkmate and all that stuff. And it always feels nice when your rating goes up, so I like enjoy winning, but I also like playing the sort of mini games that chess, like you can play those really short games, or you can play games with all different types of rules. It's really fun. So
you like winning?
Yeah, I like
and you
winning.
Like learning the different rules?
Yeah, I like learning different rules and setting new openings.
Now, okay, see, I'm not too familiar with the game of chess. You probably know a lot more than I do. So I'd like to explain some things to me. First of all, how many people may play a game of chess at one time?
Two people.
I've heard of simultaneous matches. Do you know what that is?
Simultaneous matches usually one grandmaster plays a lot of people at the same time. So he walks around the table and then makes moves and keeps on doing that until he either beats everybody or loses.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's what a simultaneous.
Tell me about the different pieces and how they are supposed to move.
Okay, well, the king, it can move forward diagonally, and left and right, but it can only move one square, either forward diagonally or left and right, and it can also move backwards, just to tell you. And the queen, it can move forward diagonally, left and right, but it can move as many squares as it wants to, but it can't jump over pieces, and it can also take pieces. And then the knight, it moves sort of in an L shape, so it goes forward two squares and turns left or right, and then it can either go right two squares and turns left or right, and then it can turn, go down two squares and turn left or right, and then goes left two squares. It can, and then go up one square or down one square, and it can jump over pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And the rook, it can go forward and backwards and left and right as far as it wants to, but it can't jump over pieces. And the pawn on its first move can move two squares, but on the other moves it can't. And if you get it to the last rank, which is where your opponent usually has his king, then you can promote it into anything but a king or a pawn. And the bishop moves diagonally as far as it wants to, but it can't jump over pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, now tell me about the goals of chess. In other words, what are the players trying to do?
In the beginning, they try to gain advantages, and the advantages are to be ahead in development, to get more space, to have more force, to have better pawn structure, and to have more material, which means like you have more pieces than your opponent. So in the beginning, you usually try to first get all your guys out and attack for the center. And once you get all your guys out, you try to gain one of the five advantages or more. And then in the middle game, you try to get all your pieces to your best squares, and then you evaluate your advantages. And if you have the right advantages, you should try to attack the other person's king and checkmate in the middle game. And if you have the other advantages, well, then you can go to an end game, because like if you're other material, in an end game, it's probably more valuable because there's less pieces on the board. And in the end game, you try to get your king to the center, and if you have a rook, get it behind a passed pawn or on the seventh rank. And you try to promote a pawn in the end game.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it.
Mm-hmm. Now tell me the rules that players need to follow. In other words, tell me everything you can think of about the game of chess so that someone who has never played before would know how to play the game.
Do you have to explain how the pieces move again, or no?
No,
okay.
Other than that.
So you just have to make sure the pieces move in the right places.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in check, you have to move your king. Either take the piece that's checking you, move your king, or block the check. And you cannot castle through check. And your pawn can only move two squares on the first move. And if you touch your piece, you have to move it. And you have to hit the clock before you. You have to move and then write your notation. Before. You can't write your notation in the move, which I think that's just a weird rule. But, and I think that's all the rules, but I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now I would like you to tell me what a player should do in order to win the game of chess. In other words, what are some key strategies that every good player should know?
Well, didn't I sort of explain that?
And key strategies?
Previous one. Like, I explained all the good
stuff. Were there any others that you left out?
Well, there's a lot. So in the opening, you try to get all your guys out because you'll probably have more space. You attack the center in the opening because the center is where all the pieces 10 to the point app, and you have to keep your team safe. And in the middle game, you have to see if your advantages are material or pawn structure. You generally want to go to the end game because those are more important in the end game. And if your advantages are time and space and force, then you really want to attack the king, because if you go to the end game, those really don't matter anymore. And so in the end game, the strategy is usually to, well, get all your pieces on their best squares first, and get your rook behind a passed pawn or on the seventh rank, get your king in the center of the board or to a good square. And, well, yeah, those are some key areas.
You say passed, what does passed pawn
mean? It's where a pawn, you know how in the beginning all the pawns are lined up? It's a pawn that you can, if nobody can stop it, like if there's only pawns on the board, and it's a pawn that can just run all the way up and promote without going into the line of fire of another pawn. And like a pawn can attack diagonally. So yeah.
So you want your king behind that?
No, you want your rook behind that.
The rook.
Because you can usually push it.
Wow.
So every square it moves to, your rook will always protect it. And your king can also guard it too.
And the king is where, behind the pawn or side?
The king can usually go to the side, but it really depends. Like, the king, depending on the position, your king can either guard your pawn and you can keep on pushing it, or the king can go try to gain some space and sort of eat the other guy's pawns. So, yeah.
It seems like it would make your king vulnerable to being attacked. Without moving around.
Yeah, but usually in the end game, there aren't many pieces, so it's hard to checkmate. Like, there's usually just a rook or a bishop or a knight, and you can't really checkmate the king that easily, unless you get a better piece. And you can only checkmate with a rook or a queen. Or in the end game, if you only have one piece, you can only checkmate with a rook or a queen or a pawn, because you can promote it into a rook or a queen.
Okay, now I would like you to tell me about my strategy. How long does it usually take to play a game of chess?
That really depends. Like, if you want to just play a fast game and have fun, and you can just play it in like 5-10 minutes. But if you really want to play like a serious game, like at the Chess Nationals, takes 4 hours, which is really sometimes boring, because I have to sit there and just wait for my opponent to move. But it gives you a lot of time to think about the position and apply all the rules that our chess coach told us to think about in positions where you don't know really what to do. And so if you really want to play a good game, maybe 4 hours, but generally it should only take about an hour. So
when you're playing a game, do you have to sit there at the table the whole time?
No, you don't have to. You can go to the bathroom, get a drink, or just walk around and look at people's games.
Can you go look at a chess book? And
no. They usually keep you in a room and make sure you don't leave unless you go to the bathroom. Okay.
So everything, you have to remember what their strategies are in your head.
Yeah.
What makes a game last a long time?
Complicated positions where everything's locked up, and well, you have to maneuver everything into a good position and then hope your opponent sort of just breaks and like messes up, or you can just try to break through that position. And usually in the end game it takes a long time, because the end game you have to calculate the most. And
what makes the game end quickly?
Probably when your when you lose control of the center really early in the game, your opponent usually gains lots of advantages and can checkmate you in the middle game.
Uh-huh.
And it depends, but if they're in the middle game and they have the, if they have time and space and force, then they could probably find a sequence that could checkmate you.
Why is it so important to gain advantage in the center? Wouldn't it make your piece more vulnerable if you're always trying to go to the center of the board?
Well, the center of the board is where a lot of space is.
Mm-hmm.
So you try to take over the center and it sort of cramps up your opponent's position. If you have two pawns here, it takes over these four squares in the center because they attack that both ways. And so your opponent can't really get his pieces out through the center while your pawns are there, and so it really cramps your opponent for space.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last question, where it said, oh, what takes time, what makes the chess game shorter? Well, you could also just, like, sack a piece or something,
mm-hmm.
and that would just make it really quick.
Mm-hmm. First next mistake.
Yeah, and, like, loses a queen.
Mm-hmm. Do you know how to use a chess clock?
Yeah.
And can you describe how to use that?
Well, a chess clock, well, there are like a lot of different ones, but I have an analog clock, and basically you just hit the timer and then you can set it. There's like a plus and minus button. You can hit plus and then you just add minutes onto the chess clock, and you can add hours and all that stuff. So it's really easy, but sometimes you have to use an analog clock, which is like basically a normal clock, but you can set the time back. Just keeps on ticking, and then so you want to set it for an hour, you put it here, and there's a flag at the very top, so when it goes all the way around and it goes back to the hour, then the flag will fall, so that means you ran out of time.
Mm-hmm. So each player there's like two clocks in this?
No, there's one clock that has two timers on each side.
Okay.
So like you hit a button and then the other person's time is running.
Mm-hmm. So it automatically starts when you stop yours. The other person automatically starts when you stop yours?
Yeah. So you hit your button and his starts. Well, basically the button makes his button go up.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it so he has to make a move in the crescent.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And have you ever played any female opponents?
Yeah.
Yeah?
A lot.
Really? Is it there, do you find it different to play a girl? Or no different at all?
No. We just try to beat them anyways.
It seems like there's... Do you think there's more boys that play chess than girls? Or men? Or I know a lot of the famous ones you mentioned are all men. Are there any women?
Susan Polgar, there are a lot of girls.
Uh-huh.
Like, there's this Chinese one, but I forgot what her name was.
Uh-huh.
Me and my dad always watched the games she had, because she was really good.
Uh-huh.
But I forgot what her name was.
How do you watch them? Do you record them on TV?
You can usually Google them. Just look for chess games, and then it'll go to chesscenter.com or something like that. And you can watch live games, or you can just watch games that's already been played, and you can just play through them,
mm-hmm.
and then talk about them.
Hmm. Do you learn a lot by watching that, or is it too complicated?
Sometimes I learn a lot, but sometimes it's just moves that don't make sense to me or my dad.
Mm-hmm.
So usually, sometimes I bring them in to have my chess coach examine them and see what she was doing in that position.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there anything else you would want to tell me about chess?
Not really.
No? Well, thanks for talking to me. And you've been very helpful, and I've enjoyed working with you. And again, to give you souvenir and your Harry Queen
certificate.
Okay,
thank you.
And I think that's it.
Okay.
Well, thanks again.
All right.
We'll see you. Bye.